Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Assigned Attire. This file plays one evening before we go to a party. It's already dark and, well, who knows how late it will be. It has been a long day for you, full of curiosity, as you have no idea exactly where we're going or what kind of party it is. Then again, sometimes it's more fun to not know, isn't it? Of course, as I get dressed and make myself look all nice, you have no idea what to wear yet. You keep asking questions, wondering what, how, where, why. And after a while of stewing you in your curiosity, I sit you down and I look deep into your eyes. I'm sure that you're very curious by now, and I have something for you to wear, but before I allow you to put it on, I want you to pay full attention to me. The rest of your body right now is irrelevant. The focus on my presence is all that matters. Each and every passing second, another one deeper into the fascination that pulls you in, the wonderful sensation spreading. Chosen what you will wear tonight. I have picked each and every item that will be covering your skin. I have selected your And if you are being good, I will let you wear it. But for that, I have to feel, see, hear that you want to obey. That you really deeply want to wear, no matter what it is that I selected for you. Now, it would be easy, of course, if I first let you see what I chose, but you and I both know that's not the game, is it? In a way, you could call this a little resistance game, a bit of mind play. Because as your mind is a wonderful plaything to my words, I let you decide the impossible choice. Will you go deeper and deeper into this state, accepting whatever I have chosen for you, or will you simply give in and accept what is about to happen? The choice is yours. Now, while you think about it, I'm going to tell you a little story. Because once upon a time, there was a wonderful late evening, almost a night, and two people were preparing to go to a party. One of them had no idea what was going on and really wanted to know, because how could they choose what to wear without knowing? The other was dressed quite nicely, somewhat fancy, but still wouldn't say a single word about what exactly was planned. But all they knew was that they were going somewhere special. And yet, when they looked into the other's eyes, they felt their world melt away into blissful nothingness as their mind melted into that waxen state of delicious surrender. What must you do? And who do you obey? And how much do you obey me? So what will it be? Will you accept what I've chosen, or will you simply wear what I've assigned? Very good. Now then, with a snap of my fingers, your mind will simply drop, and you can enjoy the wonderful blankness that comes with surrender, as I take you into the next room, where there is a wonderfully prepared set of clothes. Piece by piece, what you were wearing before is exchanged with what was planned all along. Moment by moment, you are slowly dressed up, wearing the assigned attire that has been chosen for you. And the more you feel each piece fall into place, the more your mind surrenders to what it already knows. And even though the party itself is still a surprise, at least you are very well dressed for it. And can I just say, it suits you well. I wonder if the clothes you are now wearing will allow you to feel different as well. what you are doing after, it will be colored. By knowing that it was chosen for you, that while you may have thought that you had some choice in how you're dressed, in the end, you're just following instructions. You're about ready for the party. In a moment, this file will end. And if my voice follows, who knows where that will lead? Otherwise, you will wonderfully awaken and become aware of what you have chosen to wear before. Enjoy.